Each week, we dive into our more than 250-year history to explore how the region came to be what it is today, as part of 90.5 WESA Celebrates Inventing Pittsburgh. Just 10 years after the Revolutionary War, which was sparked in part by a tax on tea, Western Pennsylvanians nearly seceded over a liquor tax. But the Whiskey Rebellion wasn't really about hooch. It was about federal power.
David Bradford had called people to assemble basically as an army to descend on Pittsburgh and burn it to the ground.
It's July of 1794. David Bradford is a Washington County district attorney and the de facto general of a bunch of frontiersmen enraged by the whiskey tax, says Ron Schuller, a lawyer and author who has studied the Whiskey Rebellion. 4 years prior, Secretary of the Treasury Alexander Hamilton called for the first tax on a domestic good, distilled spirits. The government really needed the money to pay off the country's Revolutionary War debt, says Meredith Grelly, co-owner of Pittsburgh's first distillery since Prohibition, Wiggle Whiskey.
They were remote on the frontier here, and so had very little political agency. And they were again being taxed without representation, which they just fought a war about.
Western Pennsylvanians were represented in Congress, but the tax felt like an affront, says Grelly.
At the height of whiskey making here, there are 4,000 documented stills, and it's truly the economy.
Nearly every farmer had a copper pot still, but they weren't producing massive runs of whiskey, says Schuller. It was more of an insurance policy.
Whiskey at that time was a way of preserving agricultural goods. If you couldn't get them to market and sell them while they were fresh, you could turn grain into whiskey.
In a place where almost no one had cash, whiskey acted as currency. Furthermore, there didn't seem to be any tangible benefits to being a part of this whole federal government thing, says Schuller.
So when Alexander Hamilton came up with this idea of a whiskey excise tax, they sort of said, well, what are we getting for our money?
Back to Bradford and his army. Since Congress had passed the whiskey tax in 1791, Western Pennsylvanians had resisted paying. But the day things really get hot is the day General John Neville, Hamilton's right-hand man in the region, attempts to collect taxes from one Farmer Miller, says Grelly.
He asks Mr. Miller for his whiskey taxes, and Miller says no. And Miller says no by firing a gun at Neville.
There was a fight at General John Neville's house, which resulted in it being burnt down.
Not paying taxes? Illegal. Attacking an agent of the government? Treason. Enter Hugh Henry Brackenridge, a Princeton-educated lawyer, former state representative, and a well-known public figure. He was against the tax, but also against violence, says Schuller.
He really felt that there was a constant sort of tension between chaos and liberty.
Brackenridge doesn't just talk Bradford out of burning Pittsburgh to the ground. He buys 4 barrels of whiskey and invites all the rebels over for a fairly tame party. Crisis averted, right?
George Washington decides to personally lead 13,000 troops into western Pennsylvania.
He'd been reluctant to send troops, says Schuller, but he pulls on his ill-fitting Revolutionary War uniform, gets on his white horse, and rides to Carlisle.
He understood the power of symbolism, and I think the power of symbolism here was, I am your commander-in-chief, and this Constitution is meant to be preserved.
By the time the troops get to Pittsburgh, most of the rebel leaders have fled. But our guy Brackenridge, he faces a personal interview with Alexander Hamilton on suspicion of treason.
It was one of those moments in American history that helps us define how we dissent. There was an acknowledgement that now we understand what you were doing and you were dissenting, but you weren't trying to overthrow the government.
Washington issued a mass pardon. The tax wasn't overturned, but it wasn't particularly well enforced either. And at the end of his presidential term, Washington retired and became one of the largest rye whiskey distillers in the United States. For 90.5 WESA Celebrates Inventing Pittsburgh, I'm Margaret J. Krause.
UPMC is proud to support 90.5 WESA Celebrates Inventing Pittsburgh. UPMC, life-changing medicine.